Trust me when I tell you that the State of the City address that I'm giving right now is not the one that I'd planned to give yesterday. The elephant in the room is so big that it wouldn't fit in this ballroom today. But that's the world we live in. My previous opening comments before today were about the tough year that 2016 was after we experienced about 1,400 reduction persons in force at Caterpillar and the ripple effect that it has on our community. I thanked Caterpillar for continuing to have confidence in their investments here. And I said I was glad that their world headquarters was here. I congratulated Mr. Umpleby for his new appointment and wished him extreme success as he works hard with his team to bring Caterpillar back. My last sentence regarding Caterpillar was, quote, "Make no mistake, we want and need a vibrant Caterpillar in Peoria. And we wouldn't be Peoria without Caterpillar." And I sat at my desk yesterday and thought long and hard about the best way to present this year's State of the City and how best to address yesterday's news. But you know what? Outside of the fact that they're moving some of the executive offices to the Chicago area, the rest of what I said was true. It's a horrible kick in the gut. We may lose up to or around 300 jobs when this is done, but we still have the 12,000 plus people living and working here in Peoria area. And we still need Caterpillar to be strong and vibrant. We definitely have issues to work on, which I'll be addressing here in a couple minutes. But in the last day and a half, you're seeing Peoria do what Peoria does best. We rally the troops when things get tough. This isn't the first time that we've had to overcome bad news. This will be another tough one, but we'll get through it. And I, for one, and I know everyone in this room joins me, in wishing Mr. Umpleby very good luck in a challenging environment. As a community, we have to be very thankful for the growing stability of our healthcare sector to buffer us from these tough economic times. Healthcare is now the largest employment sector in Greater Peoria. Over 700 healthcare-related businesses that employ over 32,000 people, about 18% of the jobs in this area. So let me focus a bit on this really important segment of our economy. OSF, St. Francis Medical Center, ranks as the fifth largest hospital in Illinois. In Peoria, they have a medical staff of more than 850 physicians, over 5,600 local employees, and over 600 beds. They're the region's only level one trauma center and tertiary care medical center. Additionally, they house the Illinois Neurological Institute, the St. Jude Midwest affiliate, the Children's Hospital of Illinois. And the Children's Hospital at OSF is the only full-service tertiary hospital for kids downstate. OSF St. Francis and the Children's Hospital have been designated magnet status for excellence in nursing care since 2004. OSF Healthcare's CEO, Kevin Schepplein, will be retiring later this year after nearly 40 years with OSF, and we know he won't be slowly riding into the sunset in his final years there. Kevin will continue to blaze a trail, and we've been fortunate to have him in our community for a long time. We're also anxiously awaiting Bob Searing's leadership when Kevin's finished. The Jump Trading Simulation and Education Center, Jump, continues to attract a growing amount of attention where their collaboration and innovation efforts impact the transformation of healthcare around the world. Jump is a collaboration between OSF Healthcare and the University of Illinois College of Medicine at Peoria. We're blessed to have Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Vosnelik in the Jump facility leading innovative learning technologies through simulation right here in Peoria, Illinois. We can also boast Unity Point Health, Methodist Proctor, and now Pekin. They employ over 4,200 people in our area with nearly 600 board-certified physicians. I know that President CEO Debbie Simon is very proud of their continued growth, and we certainly appreciate their continued investments in our community. The new look at their main campus downtown is stunning, especially at night. And the new Methodist College has grown to nearly 700 students pursuing baccalaureate and master level degrees. Their college president, Dr. Kimberly Johnson, is and should be proud of their new 126,000 square foot building. If you haven't seen it, you should go visit. It boasts 80,000 square feet of collaborative and innovative learning space, 14 classrooms, 3 science labs, 2 computer labs, a cafe, a campus store, student fitness center, recreation center, and student housing on campus, and a lot more than that. Also contributing to our area's leadership in the healthcare industry is the University of Illinois College of Medicine at Peoria, under the leadership of Dean Dr. Sarah Rush. UECom Peoria is one of 4 campuses that make up the nation's largest public medical school. They employ about 170 full-time faculty here and are partners in the world-class jump training, simulation, and education center that we just mentioned. We're also very excited because there's a lot of activity at the downtown campus. They're busy renovating space in preparation for their expansion this fall to begin educating and training first-year medical students for the first time in their 47-year history here. Enrollment will grow from about 170 students annually to about 225. Rounding out this important job sector in our community are Midwest Technical Institute and Illinois Central College. Midwest Technical's health programs include 6 healthcare career pathways, and Illinois Central College is the 7th largest community college district in Illinois and offers strong training programs in over 20 healthcare careers. We're happy to have ICC President Dr. Sheila Quirk Bailey here in Peoria as well. So I got into a little bit of detail there, but I want to make sure everyone understands the breadth and depth and significance of the largest employment sector in Greater Peoria. This diversification of our economy over the last nearly 50 years has paid off and helped us keep our heads above water during some very difficult economic times. We truly aren't just a one-horse town. In order for Peoria to grow, we need to support our existing businesses at the same time that we reach out and encourage new business through innovation and entrepreneurship. For sure, these are both difficult tasks, especially in light of the challenges our state has in Springfield. Attracting new businesses to our state and our community is extremely challenging in a state that has trouble taking care of its own business. But we persevere to push forward in that regard through the City of Peoria's Economic Development Department, the County of Peoria, the Greater Peoria EDC, and the Downtown Development Corporation. You'll see a number of announcements from these groups very soon about new ventures coming to our community in 2017 and beyond. Jennifer Daly at the Greater Peoria EDC just told me that they had just completed a survey of our larger regional employers. Those who participated in the survey are collectively planning to hire over 2,800 people in Greater Peoria over the next 24 months. Over 1,000 of those are new positions, and also about 1,700 replacement positions. I hope that you've all been following the growing dialogue in our community as it pertains to education. The Alignment Peoria Initiative is here and will make a major impact in our community starting now. Other communities such as Nashville, Tennessee, Rockford, Illinois, Sacramento, California, have all used the Alignment model successfully with the vision to lead and develop a national community of practice that seeks to innovate and improve collective impact strategies based on alignment principles, structure, process, and technology. Alignment will align goals among all stakeholders to achieve a greater return on investment through less duplication and more efficiency. Thank you and congratulations to Dr. Sharon Demeloon-Krott for her leadership in getting Alignment off the ground here in Peoria, and to Alignment Executive Director Catherine Coyle for her dedication to the importance of education in our community. We need everyone here to support Alignment and achieve success in Peoria Public Schools. If you want to learn more about Alignment, please contact Catherine or Dr. Karat or myself, and we'd be glad to get you in the right place. So while we're discussing education in our community, I want to update you quickly on Peoria Promise. Since it began in 2008, we've raised nearly $4 million and served over 2,000 students. As you can see in the slide, we have a very diverse group that we're investing in. 46% African American, 2% Asian Pacific Islander, 46% Caucasian, 4% Hispanic, and 2% multiracial or Native American. 91% of our students work while they're attending ICC. And beginning this fall, Peoria Promise will expand to students who live in the city from all schools, public and private. Peoria Promise is funded entirely by private donations, no tax dollars at all. And this expansion will put more pressure on our fundraising needs. I'd like to thank the Peoria Promise board and staff for all the hard work that they're doing for our future leaders. Please consider investing in Peoria's Promise. Educational excellence is only one area of focus that we need to continue to improve upon to make Peoria a stronger community. We're in the process of taking a very hard look at reasons we're struggling with education, crime, job opportunities, and growth. When you get to the root cause of many of these challenges, you'll arrive at the same destination: poverty. The city's focusing enormous amounts of energy and resources to address poverty in our city, especially in the 61605 area code. We are all affected by concentrations of poverty through higher taxes for more public support services, not to mention the waste of human potential. Poverty and education are closely related. Children living in poverty hear 30 million fewer words by age 3 than higher income children. Growing up with chronic stress of poverty impacts the ability of children to develop cognitively. In March of 2015, we requested assistance from the National Resource Network to address concentrations of poverty in Peoria and to help us revitalize the South Side. With the NRN, we know that concentrated poverty on the South Side is severe and will increase throughout other areas of the city. The quote-unquote cycle of poverty is defined as a phenomenon in which individuals continue to experience poverty for at least 3 generations. We need to break that cycle on the South Side and stop its growth. The Alignment Peoria model will help us to improve educational outcomes on the South Side. And working with the NRN, we will be using a collective impact model to improve outcomes by focusing on challenges on the South Side, which will impact not only that geographic area, but our entire city. By looking at just a few slides from the NRN, you can see what a dramatic effect poverty is having in Peoria. The South Side population is half of what it was in 1970 versus a stable population in the rest of Peoria. Income on the South Side has decreased by 28% since 1970, while increasing by 6% in the rest of the city. Poverty concentrations have increased since 1970. There were 14,752. To 2000, there were 19,242, and 2014, 23,600. So there is a correlating spread of high poverty neighborhoods from 1970, which you can see from that heat map, to 2000 and 2014. When poverty is highly concentrated, the consequences extend beyond the immediate neighborhood and have an impact on indirect costs like public safety, affordable housing, public transportation, and higher infrastructure costs. This topic is extremely important, and today's address does not really provide enough time for a deep dive, but it is the most important topic in our community right now. This you all need to know. If we work together to address poverty in our community as the root cause of many things that hold us back, we will be much better off. And this is not an endeavor for a few. It requires us all. How will your family, your business, your peers, your neighborhood make a difference? Don't wait for someone else to do this, because it won't happen if you don't participate. So there's a correlation between poverty and crime as well. As we place more focus on poverty, we'll see crime decrease. You know, we've all put a lot of time and money into resource allocation and technology to address crime. The Don't Shoot initiative and ShotSpotter technology have made a difference for our police department. These initiatives aren't magic. They need a deliberate attention that we're trying to provide. PCAV is beginning to have an influence on crime. The Peoria Community Against Violence is our community voice against crime. They're building new leadership, and more neighborhood advocates are getting involved every day. I implore you to get involved with PCAV regardless of where you live or where you work. Neighborhoods across the city will become the eyes and ears for public safety and have a dramatic impact to drive crime down. Over the past 5 years, we've seen an 11.5% overall reduction in crime. The statistics are real, but the perception of crime here leaves a very different impression. So we have to continue our focused deterrence on crime, especially gang and gun violence. The state's attorney, the sheriff, the police chief, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and I, along with PCAV, are not letting off the gas in that resolve. Another community organization that's stepping up to help us fight violence in Peoria is Crime Stoppers. In an effort to bring violent criminals to justice, I'm proud to announce today that the Crime Stoppers Board will increase the reward to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and indictment of a person who's committed a murder with a gun in Peoria. The promise, yeah, very good. The promise of anonymity for callers is Crime Stoppers' most powerful weapon in the fight against crime. They don't have caller ID. They don't record phone calls. Never. Information given to Crime Stoppers is protected under Illinois statutes concerning privileged information. Thank you to Crime Stoppers for providing this incentive to get more information to solve homicides in our police department, and I'm happy that we have several Crime Stoppers board members with us today. Thank you very much. Switching gears to another important function of our city government, I want to take a few minutes to talk about our infrastructure. I always liked Doug Oberhelman's quote that said, "The road to success starts with a road." Everyone here can probably provide a list of their top three worst streets in Peoria, or those who travel worse, or those who travel more. Interstates are highways in Illinois, and maybe if you travel a lot, you can name some of the worst roads in the country. During challenging economic times, we don't have the financial resources to maintain the infrastructure that's so essential to a livable and hardworking commerce in our community. So beginning in 2016, the council made a very tough decision to provide an additional $5.2 million per year to begin working on our road network. That's in addition to the $4 million that we had been budgeting every year. Probably the most notable work was the work on University and the beginning of the road work on Sheridan Road. We were able to achieve this infrastructure funding with new revenue streams, $800,000 in hotel taxes, $1.2 million in motor fuel tax, and $3.2 million in property taxes. Investing in infrastructure helps our economic competitiveness, but also our overall quality of life. It's never easy to increase revenues, but we focus these resources on critical needs that will bear noticeable dividends. But there has to be a realization that the way we're funding the needs of our cities is not sustainable. In a few years, our pension obligations will be totally consumed by our property taxes. We've asked our state legislators to work with us to change that model, and we're hoping that they will. On the topic of sustainability, we've been making progress in this space in large part by the influence and leadership of our Sustainability Commission and its chairman, Dr. Amir Al-Khafaji. The commission has noted the connection between high test scores and poverty. Clearly, the higher percentage of poverty delivers the lowest test scores. The Sustainability Commission has been working through the ICAT conference for many years now to introduce minority students in Peoria to business leaders from across the state, country, and around the globe. With the help of Peoria Public Schools, Dr. Bill Collier, Carl Cannon, and many of our local African-American pastors, these students have had amazing opportunities to attend the ICAT conference and spend quality time learning from these business leaders. Thanks to the following companies, we will be awarding $15,000 in grants to local students at this year's ICAT conference: Crawford Murphy & Tilley, Gallagher Asphalt, Terra Engineering, Omega, and Illinois American Water. In addition, in 2012, we brought a group together consisting of the NAACP and representatives from the local construction and building trades under the umbrella of the Sustainability Commission. This group is now known as the Peoria Area Diversity Employment Action Team. Since that time, we've been able to increase minority apprenticeships with our local trades by 56%. Put in a little commercial plug here and remind everyone that the 4th Annual Minority Construction Career Fair is Saturday, March 4th at Woodruff. There's also a strong effort by the city to increase minorities in our workforce to closer match the racial diversity of our community. Dr. Al-Khafaji's Sustainability Commission is responsible for advancing a statewide discussion on sustainable funding for our infrastructure needs. He's held multiple meetings with leadership in our General Assembly and the largest business leaders in the state. For these reasons and so many more, it's my honor to recognize Dr. Amir Al-Khafaji as this year's winner of the Outstanding Community Service Award. While he makes his way up, I'll just mention that Dr. Al-Khafaji reminds us that's our collective responsibility to pursue sustainable and quality living standards by balancing the three major dimensions of sustainability: social equity, economic growth, and environmental concerns. In addition to his sustainability efforts, Dr. Al-Khafaji's multicultural education and business expertise has been a driving force in advancing equal rights and race relation dialogues in our community and around the country. Congratulations, Dr. Al-Khafaji. I'd like to take a moment here and also recognize a person in our community who's been focusing her efforts on training and workforce development for years. We're also very fortunate to have her on our city council. Through Councilwoman Denise Moore's Black Business Alliance, the Minority Business Development Center is growing and getting a lot of attention. The MBDC is building capacity of minority businesses in our area. They're working to develop a sustainable entrepreneurial culture within the minority community that will result in job creation, new business formation, wealth creation, and economic diversification. If you haven't visited the center, you need to. You can be part of its growing success. Nice work, Councilwoman Moore. Thank you. So as we bring this year's event to a close, I'd like to bring a couple important points to your attention. You all know that Peoria was the recipient of a Bloomberg Innovation Grant. One of the areas they're focusing on is the combined sewer overflows, which we've all heard so much about. Now the I-team would like to introduce the Peoria Corps, and Peoria Corps needs you. It's a new workforce program created to maintain our green infrastructure. Participants will be those who fit the definition of opportunity youths, which is those ages 18 to 24 years old that are out of school and out of work. Peoria Corps will provide them with job skills and experience while they help to build a greener, stronger Peoria. For more information, you can contact our Innovation Director, Anthony Corso, or visit our website. You know, we have many outstanding men and women working hard to keep our city safe in both the Peoria Fire Department and the Peoria Police Department. And I could stand up here for quite a while telling you about many of their endeavors on and off the job that make our firefighters and our police officers the best in the business. Because of time constraints, I would like to just bring a special attention today to one of those folks and hope that you can help him out. Next month, our Peoria Police Officer Daniel Duncan will travel to Haiti on a mission trip with the Welcome Home Haiti Foundation. Officer Duncan will be accompanied by Peoria Police cadets who plan to dedicate their spring break to serve on the foreign mission field. The opportunity for our cadets to serve in a third world country will ultimately benefit them both personally and in the pursuit of becoming a Peoria police officer. Our police department is working very hard to instill trust throughout the community. And like them, these cadets have been working to remove graffiti, perform lawn care for senior citizens and veterans, toiled in the community gardens, and assisted at countless community picnics and other special events. This trip is not funded or sponsored by the city of Peoria. The cadets will take unpaid time off, and Officer Duncan will utilize his personal vacation time on this trip. The total cost of the mission trip is $30,000, and they need our help. Your investment's tax deductible. The mission trip will impact our cadets in many ways and ultimately make them better police officers. You can contact my office for more details. And Officer Duncan is here today with one of our cadets, and I'd like to ask him to stand and be recognized. Great job, Officer Duncan. Thank you very much. So if you don't want to call my office, just find him before you leave and see what you can do to help him out. It all adds up, folks, and we can get it done for him. I'd like to give a quick plug to be sure you get your tickets for this year's Washington Day banquet. Banquet Chairman Andrew Rand and his team have done a great job of securing America's premier columnist, George Will, as the keynote speaker for this year's 119th annual Washington Day banquet. You probably want to try to get your tickets pretty soon. The event's February 27th right here in the Civic Center. And before I close, please join me in thanking Jeff Griffin from the Chamber for all his hard work. He's done a great job, very impressive, since coming to Peoria. He's done an impressive job since he's come to Peoria. Yesterday wasn't a real fun day for Chamber of Commerce CEO either, and we appreciate his hard work. All right, everyone, yesterday is history. Now it's time to do what Peorians do. We face the adversity, we unite, and we take the hill. We will survive this. We'll survive this and we'll be stronger because of the fight. We've done it before, we'll do it right now with even more resolve. Thank you all for joining me today. We have many challenges. Work with us on the poverty issues in Peoria. Drop me a line and let me know what you're going to do to help us in this effort. Actively engage in the community conversation and work to fill the gap left by yesterday's Caterpillar announcement. I hope 2017 is a good year for everyone. I thank you for the opportunity to serve this community that I'm so passionate about, and I know you are too. I ask God's blessings on everyone in our great city. Have a nice afternoon.